Hi, it's Jim Bakei. This is BU, The World Will Adjust, a brutally honest podcast about people and business. So every week, I'm breaking down topics from the workplace, the job market, society, and culture to help you find success by simply being you. I release a new episode every Monday morning, so make sure you're following the podcast on your favorite app. You can also reach me on social media or by sending me an email. I always love to hear how this show is making an impact on people. I did something interesting in the last week and a half. It's kind of an endorsement of my belief that everybody needs a coach. And so I've been struggling with how to get to the next level of getting my message out. You know, as everyone knows, I've got the books. I've got the two books, How to Hire the Perfect Employer, the more recent one, True Fit, How to Find the Right Job by Being You. I've got, obviously, my podcast. If you're listening to it, you know I have it. Be You, The World Will Adjust. But I found myself in an interesting position. I was sort of like, okay, so where am I going next? What am I doing next? Where am I going to get this to? And I've spent countless thousands of dollars on PR and marketing. And I spent some time with this guy, really, really smart guy. Kind of helped me out. The only downside to him was it was about LinkedIn, how to utilize LinkedIn better, how to understand the algorithms and make LinkedIn work better for you to get your message across. What I found was interesting. I mean, very bright individual, fascinating background, but it was interesting. And it sort of led me to the next spot, which was I can't get there on my own to where I want to get to. And part of it is I don't know where I want to get to. And as I've said to people many times before, I'm a behavioralist at heart. And that means that if you follow the right behavior, I don't know what the result will be, but the result will be what it will be, and it'll be the right spot. And so I reached out to some friends of mine, and it was interesting because I had trouble articulating what I was looking for. So it was not only that I knew that I needed some help, but I couldn't articulate to people the help that I needed. And so I kind of reverse engineered my own coaching about myself and realized that while I can coach others to get them to where they need to get to, that doesn't necessarily mean I can coach myself. It's like a psychiatrist has a psychiatrist that they speak to. And I remember this great thing by this video that I shared on LinkedIn by this world-renowned plastic surgeon. And he talked about a heart surgeon, not a plastic surgeon. He talked about having a coach. And everyone was like, what are you talking about? You're one of the best people in the world. So he hired a former doctor, another surgeon, to watch him during surgery and to observe what he couldn't observe about himself. So just go with me a bit on this because I know I'm going to sound a bit random, but it's the theme and it's this enlightenment that I've sort of had. And he observed many things that he couldn't observe about himself. And I think about last week's podcast where I talk about how hard it is to see ourselves and that while the brain tells us this is what we're reacting to, our facial expressions, our physical expressions may be completely different. As I gave the example of taping my presentation that my now wife and girlfriend was sort of watching and having to try to come to terms with those two things because intellectually, like my brain's going, no, that's not what I'm saying. But physically and facially, it was what I was saying. And when I watched it, it was like, oh my God, that's really distressing because it's one thing to look and act like you want to, but it's really scary that you can't get your genuine intentions through because they get misinterpreted through your physical or emotional or so I thought to myself, you know, God, in this world, it's hard enough to be genuine and authentic. But then again, to have to think about how does my authenticity and my genuineness, is it getting through? Or are people seeing me in a different sort of light? So I reached out to my community of friends. I found this person, Andrea Sampson, Talk Boutique, huge background in advertising, marketing, just so much more. And I've always been, I always struggle with not the infomercial, but that first sort of what do you do? You know, I would say to people, I make people better. I coach people to focus on this. But I realized over time that it doesn't capture people. It doesn't sort of, they don't go, oh yeah, that makes sense. And, you know, sort of take the bite. What I realize is when people read the book, they get it. But I got to get them to read the book. And so my sort of catcher at the beginning just doesn't sort of do it. And I was explaining to her that, you know, one of my own insecurities is I babble on about the things that I've done and where I've worked and my accomplishments and everything else. And one of the things she pointed out, well, that's all interesting, but the person listening to you is going, okay, so what does that have to do with me? You know, type of thing. That's really interesting. No, they didn't have a catch. I didn't have something. I still don't have it, by the way. I don't know what it is, but I think it's a aha moment for me and a pause moment for other people, in that I thought selfishly everybody needed a coach because I was a coach. But now more genuinely, or maybe not genuinely, I was genuine about that in itself because I thought I could help everybody, and I can help most people. But I needed a coach. I needed a coach to get me to the next level. And the mission that I've been on, it just keeps pushing me to sort of try to get to as many people as possible. And what encourages me is that every time somebody reads the book, every time somebody listens to a podcast, every time it resonates with someone, I know I'm doing the right thing. But how about those people that don't know who I am? How about those people that don't know what the message are? How about those people that need the message the most, who are struggling because they're afraid to be genuine, who are struggling because maybe they're afraid to just start with admitting who they are? How do I reach those people? So I hired a coach. I've wasted a lot of money on this, I'll tell you. I had book people, publicity people, publicists, this, that. And what I learned through all of that is people are very good at taking your money. Very, very good at taking your money. But I think we all need a coach. And it doesn't mean you need to go and pay someone, because not everybody can afford to pay someone. But it does, I think, mean that you need to think about that. You need to think about, who is that person in my life? Who is that person that I work with? Who is that person that works for me? Who is that person that I work for? Who is that person that I will allow them to be 100% honest about how they see me and what they think? And that they have no other interest but helping me out along this journey. I take great liberties with people, and whether they ask me to or not, sort of coach them anyways. An interesting situation a couple of weeks ago, I was out with a couple of friends, and one of the guys, we're playing golf, and one of the guys says to me, you know, like, I'm happy to take any tips, any golf tips that you want. And I am a perennial tipper. Like, I love to help people out, you know, whatever it is. As my wife would say, I go to a restaurant, I tell them how to make the restaurant better. It's a nauseating part of my personality, and I don't wait to be asked. And so I turned to one of the other guys, and I said, well, what about you? And he goes, absolutely not. I don't want any help from anybody. He said, I spent a lifetime of my father trying to tell me how to play better golf. I'm not interested. And I said, okay, great. But I thought, you know, good for you. If I want help, I'll get help. And I admire people. I admire people like that, right? I admire people that have the strength and belief in themselves to be able to say that. And I encourage you, maybe, you know, one night this week when you're sitting around, make a list. That's what I did. I got a lot of suggestions from people. I went to people's websites. I looked at what they did and how they did it and so on and so on, and sort of kind of narrowed it down, made a couple of calls, spoke to a couple of people. And, you know, some of them was just sort of, you know, the ones that start with, well, this is our fee schedule. You know, I just went, cross those guys off. And then when I met Andrea, there was simplicity to what she talked about, yet it had depth and breadth and really resonated with me. I signed up, sent the check the next day. Not cheap, but well worth it along the journey of getting out to as many people as possible. So that's, I think we all need a coach. I think we all needed a coach before, but now I think everybody really needs a coach. You may not need them. It's not an A to Z type of thing. You may not need them forever, right? Just me need them as a sort of interim person. I think you should seek out with people that can help you reconcile yourself, help you feel better about being honest and genuine and authentic about yourself, and that can help encourage you and also help you come to terms with the inconsistency of how you see yourself and how other people see you. I'm not talking about changing yourself for that, but recognizing that you need a Google translator in the middle somehow, right? Because you're speaking English, they're speaking German. It's not your right, they're wrong, but there's got to be something in the middle. And if you want to be seen accurately, then you're the one that has to take the first steps. You know, this is that kind of thing. You know, I was struggling and I found everything comes at its place and time. And I used a quote a while ago about there's nothing more powerful than a good idea whose time has come. And sometimes when I get frustrated about things like this, and I've taken a bunch of cracks at it, I've wasted a lot of money at it, I kind of let it lie. And, you know, I mean, Katie, we've been together for a couple of years and I busted your chops about this a million times. And, you know, we've tried, we've done a bunch of things. You've introduced me to people. And sometimes it just has to be the idea and the time have to come together at the same point. And so for me, it kind of came in the spring. I said, I'm taking another crack at this. And I did. And I'm not sorry that I did. I'm only into the couple of hours of working with Andrea, but it's the kind of work that that haunts you. Because like I do with the people that I work with, you know, my words kind of haunt them and resonate in their minds and spur them on to a place. And she's helped me spur me on to a place that I don't know where I want to be. And it is an interesting thought that you just can't help yourself, right? You can't self-diagnose, notwithstanding that I've done it for hundreds of people, senior, junior, men, women, tall, short, diverse, everything, but I can't do it for me. And for the longest time, it really pissed me off, really made me angry. And then I finally got over the hurdle and said, I don't know what I don't know, and I need someone to get me there because I'm swimming in all the wrong pools. So I need to find someone that I can trust. I need to find someone that I'm confident that when I'm with them, like me, when I'm with my clients, I am 100% about them. My interest is to make them better, make them stronger, make them happier, make them more fulfilled. And I feel that about Andrea. And I have to tell you, the other thing that it's done, it's really unleashed some creative thinking of mine. I give you a perfect example. I said something to her today about someone I met the other day. I was playing golf and I joined up with these guys. So I eventually, you know, get to, what do you guys do, right? And the one guy said, oh, I work at this company. And I said, oh, okay. Didn't say anything else. He works at a company. That's great. And the other guy ran a manufacturer or something else. And I said, okay. So they said, what do you do? And, you know, I go into this, it's almost like a panic palaver. Well, I'm a trusted advisor. You know, I used to be this, I used to be that. And it's like, I'm doing exactly what I tell my clients not to do, which is I'm throwing everything but the kitchen sink into this intro. And standard pattern, break in, also an author, written two books, have a podcast, same theme, yada, yada, yada. Like a slobbering St. Bernard, right? I'm just like all over them, paws up on their chest and sort of licking, you know, like me, like me, like me, you know? Even though it's exactly what I tell people not to do, I do it. It's just the insanity of it. So, you know, we get around later on, we figure out we know someone in common. And so later I leave and I look him up and he's the CEO of this company. And I said to Andrea today, I said, I want to be at that point. I want to be at that point where I don't have to tell people everything to build my credibility. It's not that important. It's okay to be just me. And even though I say that to others, I wasn't saying it for myself. You know, sometimes our emotions don't let us. You know, I'm still that little hamburger flipper from Ottawa, the immigrant kid, you know, way back deep down in my heart and soul. And I'm 68 years old. I've accomplished a great amount in my life. I have a wonderful family, a wonderful wife, but I have all these insecurities still. Sometimes when I get in the company of a whole bunch of CEOs, even though I was one of them myself, I feel insecure. But I now know that I need help to get to the next level. I needed help at all the other levels. I needed help with someone on the book. I needed help with someone on the second book, different kind of person. I needed help in sort of launching the podcast. This podcast is nothing that I could have ever imagined if I hadn't met Katie. And I only met Katie because I had someone doing my website. And so all of this interconnectedness sort of leads me back to the point, which is we all need help. So in addition to being authentic and genuine, don't be afraid to ask for help. Don't be afraid to be open and open yourself up to say, could you do me a favor? Could you help me out with this? This is how I see it. This is what I'm thinking, yada, yada, yada. And there are people that want to help you. You just have to find them, right? Don't pick the wrong one. Pick the ones that understand you, right? So say to them, so like, tell me about me. You know, tell me about me. How do you see me, you know? So following up on last week's, because I really thought about last week, it was about people are going to need help how to see themselves, right? Not how to be themselves. Be yourself. But in being yourself, make sure that the you is getting out there. Not changing yourself, but that the you is getting out there, right? And in the messaging of who you are and ensuring, because as I've said before in the past, communication is about the person who's doing the communicating. It's not the responsibility of the listener to figure it out and decipher it. It's your responsibility. And when it comes to ourselves, it's our utmost responsibility to make sure people understand who we are, what we stand for, and what we want to say. Not there. Podcast is BU. The world will adjust. Thanks, everybody. Have a great week.